This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. I know. We'll talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
I heard something from the peanut gallery back there.
Okay, so yesterday when Jerry Jones was on, and we talked about this, he was asked a question about kind of the struggles of Brandon Cooks. And one of the things that he threw out there, and I was like, huh, was he mistaken there? Or was he just giving us inside information? And he said, we'll see how he looks as the week goes along and then determine if he's good to go. And now there's reports coming out that a knee infection is going to keep Brandon Cooks out at least 1 week.
Oh, so I thought he got confused with Cooks.
There a couple of people said, no, I think he was talking about Dalvin Cook and maybe it's going to be another week away. But it now does kind of appear that he was
knew what he was talking about.
That
right?
He was giving us a heads up and being like, no, yeah, his problem is he's banged up a little bit.
Thanks, Jerry.
Well, I guess it needed a follow-up question.
So I guess this might sound like a weird question. Does that make you feel any better about some of the early struggles or lack of route diversity from Brandon Cooks, knowing that maybe this knee has been kind of holding him back a little bit?
Yeah, but it kind of sounds like it's something new. I mean, if you got an infection, you're not trying to play through it, are you?
I would assume not.
Right? You know, he got off to a slow start last year.
Yep.
And, you know, I talked to Dak about it in training camp. And he said, well, he goes, you know, he was new and we're just kind of, you know, I know he was there at training camp, but he goes, you know, and we were kind of concentrating on CD and, you know, and then all of a sudden, sort of like the second half of the year, he said, we developed a better rhythm. And we saw that in training camp when CD wasn't there. So that's why it was kind of strange that he's gone to them with targets. They just haven't hooked up the way they were in training camp. And, yeah, and I thought that was odd because they really had the hookup going. I mean, he was the number one receiver all through training camp.
I'm
you
with
guys
you.
Remember, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then it kind of got taken away, and it was like, well, maybe he was battling through something. I don't know. But I guess we'll maybe find out more today.
So more than ever, they need to trade for Davante Adams, is what you're saying then.
That's right. And his $17 million, too.
They got the $24 million in cap space.
Oh, well, okay, that'll fit. And then what happens next year?
Hey,
he's gone.
He's gone, right?
It's a good news, bad news situation. If you're like, I don't want him after next year, I got great news for you. If you are going to want him, well,
I'm all in.
You're
going to
need to renegotiate some stuff.
All in for this year, yeah.
And what's it going to cost you?
Second and a fourth. Second, Kevin's proposed a second rounder next year and a fourth in the 2026.
That's for 1 year.
Yeah, look, it is a
Kevin's all in.
It's a risky deal. No, Mickey, I just proposed and gave the people what it would cost. I did not say you need to do this one way or another, just telling people what I believe it would cost.
What do you think the other people are bidding on?
Well, I do believe that the
Pittsburgh, maybe
Steelers don't have as much cap space as the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. The Jets have about 17. I think Washington.
I wonder about the Commanders.
The Commanders have like 28 million in cap space to work with. So, mm-hmm. do they need it? You know, with what they're doing with Jaden Daniels, I don't know. Steelers are at 12. Jets are at 17. So.
But that's just for this year.
For this year.
Yeah.
And the current cap value, Kevin, you said was 13.5 or something like that?
I think the hit you would take for the rest of the year is 13.5, and it drops by about $1 million every week, give or take.
Yeah.
Well, didn't he have guarantees for this year, though? Would it be cheaper?
No, I think that is what it's at, including all the guaranteed money, because after this year, he's out of guaranteed money. I feel pretty confident about that.
Okay. All right.
But, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen.
No, I don't either.
But you know how it goes, Mick.
Yeah.
We are contractually obligated to discuss every player that might be available
if he's
and
out
how
there.
They would come to the Cowboys. So we did our job this morning.
And I think the other thing you need to consider is, if you spend that money this year, then you don't get it for next year.
For sure. And
right? Because you can carry that over.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's what I know that's what Steven would say.
Like, I should answer these questions for him and see how good I do.
You could probably do pretty well. I know for a fact that is what Steven would say. And that's a fair point.
Hey, yeah. Mickey, Brad pointed something out yesterday that I saw on Twitter that I don't know if we've discussed at length or not, but it was about Dalvin Cook. And Brad said, have you considered that they would have to use an elevation and they might need two of those for defensive players? Is that kind of in the realm of why Dalvin Cook hasn't been elevated?
Well, I don't know if it's previous to that, but it's certainly to that now, right? Because you're going to use one for sure on Carl Lawson. They had been using the first 3 weeks, one for Vigil, the linebacker, to have some experience and special teams help there. And now with, I don't know if Cooks can't play. I don't know that you would elevate a wide receiver. Flournoy would have to be eligible. I'm not sure exactly what that second elevation is, but I just think it's kind of weird that the guy that was with the Jets and they refused to play him, and then the Ravens picked him up and as insurance, and they refused to play him in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And now here are the Cowboys, and they've left him on the practice squad, and it's just sort of a, I don't know, it's kind of a weird situation that
he's
been through.
Is it, or
he's
got nothing, man?
Well, I don't know if that's it, but I don't know that, did he just fall off the face of the earth?
Mm-hmm.
That is the position where it does tend to happen, though, right?
Well, it does, and at that age, too, by the way.
Yeah.
But, I know the Jets had Breece Hall, but they didn't have anything else.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, Baltimore had lost like one or two guys.
They were in a bad spot. Yeah.
If I remember, because they had lost J.K. Dobbins to an Achilles and then Keaton Mitchell to a knee prior to his arrival. So he was playing behind Gus Edwards and Justice Hill.
So, Mick, I think I figured this out. I'm going to pitch a theory to you. You tell me what you think. The Ravens picked up Dalvin Cook, and it didn't really work out. So then they decided they needed to get Derrick Henry. So the Cowboys just decided it's not time yet. They picked up Dalvin Cook, and then eventually they will go get Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I don't count on that.
Okay, all right. You know, that seems reasonable.
And then the other mystery is the Cowboys signed him to the practice squad on August 29th, right?
Yes.
He was free at the end of the 2023 playoffs. So nobody needed a running back?
I don't think so.
Or they just didn't, I guess they didn't need him. I don't know what the word is about that.
Yeah.
Because it seems like, are you saying, because I don't want to obviously put any words in your mouth, that it might not just be something physical that is the issue? Or do you think it's just they've seen him play and they're like, eh.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a mystery. That you know, that the whole league gave up on him.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on that.
One of the discussions we had this morning about the Steelers, I'm always a little concerned about Cam Hayward. What do you know about the Steelers' defensive front that you're like, okay, this is going to be a fun matchup to watch, because I feel like Cam Hayward and that trio in the middle of the Cowboys' offensive line is going to be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's awfully good, and don't forget T.J. Watt.
Yeah.
By the way, who's not bad himself.
He might make it.
And so, yeah, I think that you know, and the linebacker though, I think I'm trying to remember. Did I see Alex Highsmith was hurt, or is he coming back? You know, and he's another load at linebacker too. So they've got some. You know, I guess there's a reason why. In their first couple games that they were pretty good.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Their first three games, yeah, right? They were incredible defensively.
I mean, I don't, you know, it was Atlanta, if I remember first. They held them to 10 points, then Denver to 6, and Denver was struggling offensively. And then the Chargers held them to 10, and then they, of all teams, they gave up 27 to Indianapolis.
Can't stop Joe Flacco.
That's right. Don't even try.
By the way, you asked, the report coming out of the Steelers website yesterday is that Alex Highsmith is out for this game against the Cowboys because of the groin issue.
Okay. I knew I saw something about, I mean, he's a pretty good player also over the years. So, yeah, they've got a really nice defense, and – But you know, the Cowboys offense needs to get going. They won a game, but they only scored 20 points.
Yeah.
You know, you got to score touchdowns. You can't keep relying on Brandon Aubrey to be perfect. You got to take some pressure off him. So, and it's not just the running game. I know Dak had a nice day throwing the ball against the Giants, but they only scored two touchdowns.
Yeah.
And so, they're not very good on third down, and they were very good at last year picking those up. And they just not being consistent. And you know, if you don't have Cooks out there, then you're going to have to put the kind of a committee together to wide receiver, because what are the Pittsburgh going to do? They're going to double team CD.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, somebody else beat us. Now, it helps that with the return, you can use tight end quite a bit to be able to offset that, which the Cowboys did, kind of last season. They've just got to figure out how to get this offense going. And, running the ball, run blocking certainly helps if they can get better at that to get those guys going and kind of reduce the pressure of these pass rushers that Pittsburgh has, because they're coming.
Yeah.
They're going to pick on. So you better give them some help in this game and not leave them out there. Tyler Guyton, I'm talking about, obviously, all by himself, one-on-one with T.J. Watt, for a lengthy period of time, because I'm sure they're going to move him around and try to find the soft spot. And they've seen his problems with, one-on-one and pass rush. So, and with penalties, too. That's where I was going. He just got to keep. He's got to learn to keep his hands inside. He seems to move his feet, but he doesn't get his hands on the guys, and then they're doing a move inside, and you got to protect inside before you protect outside, right? No.
Right.
Revelation there, but he's got to understand that, and so maybe if you give him a little bit more help. He can say, okay, I got to stay in, and I got somebody chipping outside. The way teams do with Micah Parsons, chipping the heck out of him. And it doesn't have to be, okay, I got to stay in, and I'm double-teaming him. No, on your way out, the tight end, just hit him. And all you need is a second or so. But they're going to have to do a better job protecting Dak Prescott in this game.
Appreciate it very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
All righty. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan. Corey, do you need a second to freak out about Brandon Cooks? Do you want us to do that in a little bit?
We will freak out about it later, but do you want me to hit you with this Diamond Sports thing now or later?
Yeah. No, tell me about it.
I did see a note that said Diamond Sports Council tells the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas that it plans to drop nearly all of its remaining MLB contracts with a plan to retain only the Braves. So if you've been following that all along, Sean Shapiro said if they're dropping the Tigers, it probably means they're dropping the Red Wings as well.
So okay.
Like that's going to have, a domino effect all across the board.
Man, it's weird because I was going to say surprising, but it's not surprising at all. It is just odd to right in front of you, watch a regional sports organization just crumble right in front of you.
Yeah. And then on top of that, the question of us as fans are excited because we're hoping that we get a platform that is accessible and easy for us to watch on free. Also, that's where we all kind of feel. But then the teams are all looking at this going, that was a lot of money. That we had, and sorry, fans, y'all are probably going to have to end up paying the brunt of this now. We might have to jack up prices on other things so that we can pay for our players that you want, or we're going to have to go cheap on the players. That's a different world that I'm not part of.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's Tom from My Buddy's an Idiot. Does your friend have a terrible sports or pop culture opinion, or were they just not listening to the question? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Third down, Prescott back. Looking deep to the middle. He's got a man all alone. Cup at the goal line. It's Cooks for the Cowboys' first touchdown of the year. Brandon Cooks.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We're going to dive into some Brandon Cooks stuff a little bit later, probably at noon. But
don't panic, Kevin.
I'm a little panicked because part of that question was going to be, what's up with Brandon Cooks? And
oh, yeah, I forgot about
so,
that.
He has a knee infection.
Okay, but this is before we knew that.
Is it like a skin knee infection?
Okay.
Not skinny, but like his knee on his skin or internal?
So check this. It's internal because Todd Archer said, Brandon Cooks, remember we were asking like, hey, what's up with Brandon Cooks?
Yes.
He's only running one route and he's not seeming effective. He stayed behind in New York to get a procedure done. And it was via that procedure that he got the knee infection. At least that's what Todd Archer is reporting, that will keep him out this week against Pittsburgh and potentially beyond that. So we're going to dive some more into that at about noon. But if you missed the news, hopefully you're caught up on that. Now it's time for My Buddy's an Idiot. And I feel like we need to start with Scoot Henderson.
Number two picks are working out very well in the NFL.
That's true.
I sent this over to Alec last night because I was like, I feel like we're going to need this. And I wanted to like know more about the topic and what all was going on here because it's weird. It is just a weird moment in Media Day history.
So there might be a couple of different clips. We're just going to play cut number 15. But Scoot Henderson went up to the podium, and the question at one point was, what lessons did you learn during your what was an uneven rookie campaign?
Now that you have a couple months of distance from it, kind of what do you look back on about your rookie season and kind of what you learned from it?
I look back at the food, the good food that I had. Yeah, a lot of the food. And you know what I've learned from it. You know what I'm saying? Just all the games. Obviously, think about all the games every night.
Wait. I was hoping he'd go into what the good food was.
He didn't even do that.
Yeah, like was it the vegetables? Was it the great protein he was getting?
Like, you'd never had a steak cooked like that before.
Yeah, I was wondering. Or he's like, is amazing. I was eating like a bunch of fried stuff and it was great. Or there's these places in Portland that I love. But then
what did he learn from that food? I feel like that was the question. I had
escargot for the first time and I was like, man, garlic and butter, so good.
I felt like there could have been a good answer in there. Now you have to remember he's only 19 years old.
Oh my gosh.
But that maybe he would have said in the second half of the season, I felt like changing my diet to these foods gave me more energy or helped me recover or something like that. I thought, all right, this doesn't sound good, but maybe it ends up good. But it didn't end up good because after he said the food, then he changed to we played basketball games. It's kind of like when Ron Washington said, I don't have any major league players. I feel like I was misquoted there. My players just aren't major league ready. I was like, you're kind of saying the same.
You said the same thing twice now, buddy. Yeah, I think Mike's breakdown on that.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very good breakdown, Mike.
I like Scoot, man. I watched him play with Hardy when they were on that G League Ignite team.
Yeah.
And that's when I felt like after the Mavericks drafted Hardy, who I wasn't crazy about at the draft, I said, you know what? When he wasn't playing point guard and that young stud who was 16, 17 years old, Scoot Henderson was, everything worked out for Hardy. He just isn't a point guard. He's a small shooting guard. But I remember falling in love with Scoot, watching those games going, oh my gosh, at 17 years old, he's controlling these. I know they're not NBA games, but professional games this well.
And
last year he struggled. I wouldn't give up on him though.
Okay.
Even though that was a give up answer.
No, I agree. Now, Let's go to Amit Patel. Do you recognize that name at all?
I feel like I do.
I know that, like, you're a meat and potatoes guy.
How did I not know that that was going to happen? Alec,
that's weed. That's weed.
Alec gave me a look like, come on, dude. He had to know that was going to happen. So Amit Patel, he is the person who stole approximately $22 million from the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, yeah. That guy. Okay.
This is a fascinating pivot right here.
He's gotta Are you sure he didn't take the quarterback's talent?
Maybe that was part of it. Maybe he cut the back of his neck, put it in the briefcase, and they were off. Yes, we just watched Pulp Fiction again this weekend. All right. He is suing FanDuel for $250 million because he said they let him keep playing and betting daily, despite the fact that he was exhibiting signs of problematic gambling. According to court documentation, as you remember, he transferred approximately $20 million to FanDuel, and we talked about all the fun he had with the other $2 million. So he is suing FanDuel for $250 million for not stopping him.
This makes sense because I feel like life experience has taught me that you can sue for anything, even when it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
That is. See, and that you're right. And it seems like
it's 11:30 on the real life report, I believe, right there.
It seems like that's not right because, hey, man, I did something wrong. But because you let me do it, you're in trouble too.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
No,
and I feel like a lawyer, justice system should sit there and go, "Yeah, you're just a dummy that can't be accountable for your own actions."
I think judges let these go through.
I wonder why.
Paperwork.
They love paperwork, or they just don't want to do it.
I think they just feel like, hey, in our society, you can sue for anything.
Well,
I'm hopeful that you probably lose these things and they go, hey, human being, you're responsible for your actions.
Well, this is that human being's attorney. You're going to enjoy this statement. Quote, defendants actively and intentionally targeted and preyed on plaintiff with incentives, credits, and gifts to create, nurture, expedite, or exacerbate his addiction. Don't want to go to argue about the credits thing. That happens like no matter what level you're gambling on. They're like, oh, here's some free tokens.
From the 940, I think he actually has a case. They continue sending him benefits, trips to the college football playoff and Masters. But that's just like when you go to, like you just said, when you go to Vegas, they're going to give you drinks and comp your room and all these things because they want you.
Yeah.
Do the casinos in Vegas get sued?
Not at least not that I see here. I only see FanDuel.
I bet they do, but I bet the people always lose. Like, let's just say you make a bad decision because you had too much to drink at the casino. Well, all they did was they send the people around and say, hey, would you like another drink? You have to say yes. And then they could say, well, we're suing because they kept sending around people asking if I wanted another drink and they knew I was already drunk. But you lose those cases, I'm going to assume, about 100% of the time. Like, you're responsible to say, no, I don't want another drink. I don't need another drink. We can't put it on the bartender or the whatever you call that person at the casino.
Yeah, your concierge.
Saying, would you like another drink?
Yeah, that's a curious thing because, like, if you go to a video, and I bet the casino is like, we will not give you our video feed. But if you go to it and you're like, look, they served him 15 drinks in 3 hours. Of course, this dude is hammered at this point. He's going to make bad decisions. And that seems like a good case. But this part of, hey, we're offering incentives. He didn't have to accept the incentives either.
Well, and so.
But he has that addiction, I guess.
His VIP host at FanDuel is Brett Krause. And so he has been pulled into this as well.
We interviewed a Krause before.
That is true. They're spelled differently, but still true nonetheless.
Hans Krause.
Allison Krause.
He said.
Hans Krause is the pitcher.
Yes.
The singer.
He said, Amit Patel is a convicted fraudster, and it's no surprise that his complaint is full of misrepresentations. He lied about his life to Krause, who at the time was a low-level FanDuel employee. Mr. Patel defrauded Mr. Krause just as he did the Jaguars.
Whoop! All right. There you go.
So there's that to consider. Then I take you to Eddie Lacy. I feel like this comes up anytime you see a former player in the news. He was pulled over at 10:40 on Monday night and charged with an extreme DUI. And that's having a blood alcohol content of more than 0.2. Now, I know obviously here in Texas, legal limit is 0.08. But that means it was at least, if not more, than 2.5 times the legal limit. I'm not sure what all the punishments are for extreme DUI. That feels like something that I'll just say this, and people can say, I don't care about your opinion. I think that should come with mandatory jail time. If you're driving 2.5 times the legal limit in a car and are threatening the lives of people around you, I think you need to go to jail.
And you've often said that it's weird that there's not a more severe punishment
for those
situations.
Yeah.
Whenever there's more severe punishments for what seems to be a much lighter situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I hate doing this, but are the Arizona Diamondbacks and Texas Rangers idiots? They are the first World Series opponents to miss the playoffs the following season since 2007.
I'm pretty sick of your crap, Kevin. What are you doing?
What's my deal?
You know what?
What?
We're the Red Sox. They're the Rockies.
Okay.
Because we won.
That's
damn right.
So what? Well, really, I'd love for them to be in the playoffs right now. How cool would it be?
Yes.
No matter if they won or lost yesterday.
Yes.
We would be disappointed if they lost game one because you'd be freaking out going, we got to play. We got to win our next two or we're done.
Let me ask you this. If they would have lost game
but
one
I'd love it.
To Kansas City in the exact same scenario where Bobby Witt Jr. had the only RBI.
No, I would not. Okay. I'd be happy for him. I would be happy for the Witt family.
Okay.
But I would not be happy for the Rangers because now you're in a situation where you got to go all in on this game. The other team doesn't. So just let's say the game's 3-2. You're winning. You got to go all in. Or 3-2, you're losing. You go all in to just try to keep it at 3 so you can tie it up and then take the lead. The other team can play it a little bit different because they're like, look, we don't have to burn this guy today because we do have another game if we need it.
And Corey, I'll let you see if you can figure out who this might be about. From the 214, my buddy's an idiot. He keeps getting to work late and blames his alarm.
Oh, Bobby, he got here on time today. Did you hear the alarm system he had? He set one for like 4 o'clock and then he set one for like 4:30, 4:45, 5. And then
so far apart.
5:02, 5:06, 5:04, 5:06, 5:08, just to like ensure all of that. And that
what's
seems,
the point?
I don't
You're
know.
Just not sleeping well now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That like you're ruining your sleep. Like why set an alarm at 4 just to freak you out that you're an hour away from having to really wake up?
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to deal with Sean.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I'm with you on this one, Mike. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
Why not set an alarm at 1 a.m.? Just to remind you, you got to wake up in four hours.
Set an alarm to go to bed.
Yeah.
Man.
Just have a constant alarm going off.
You only take 20-minute increments at a time to sleep.
That's just not smart.
Coming up next.
I love you, Bobby. That's not smart, man.
It's time for Gridiron Gravy. The Commanders lead the NFC East, but is this a fatal flaw for them? Let's talk about it next right here on The Fan.
He's out to the right. Two wide receivers to the left. Here's the snap. Arizona breaks four. Plenty of time for Jayden. Throws over to the middle, into the end zone. That is caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Terry McLaurin, back-to-back weeks for a score in the fourth!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Gridiron Gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com.
Kevin, I believe over the next 24 hours to 48 hours, there will be a lot of Davante Adams discussion.
Mm.
Here is another current update.
Okay.
Diana Russini adding the Steelers are interested. And according to a source, they are keeping discussions on both sides open. They have an open line of communication between the two.
We would like to add, we have a source from inside the Cowboys that have said they are not pursuing Davante or Amari Cooper because, quote, don't have the money.
What? Oh, because it's earmarked, right? It's already...
Donated it to Trump.
Well, no, they didn't donate it.
I don't. Can you donate salary?
I don't think you can do that. But
to a political candidate,
it's Jerry's money.
It's Micah's money, isn't it?
Yeah, but like that doesn't make any sense to me in terms of the salary cap.
Next year.
And what Jerry will tell us is like, you know, Dak's salary cap hit next year is like $89 million or something. But he'll say the contracts are built with the switch there so you can roll over some of the money. So, I mean, I know CD takes a much bigger hit this year. So maybe they're like, we need to roll over this $25 million or else we're in trouble. But supposedly that is what the Cowboys think.
Nick Harris also said from the Star Telegram, Kevin, that comfortability with the current receiving core is one of the other reasons.
That is a fascinating take.
Your number two receiver just went down and you're comfortable. I guess yeah. Ryan Flournoy's the dude. You know,
he's coming up. So.
Infections go away.
Why didn't he just start? Why wasn't he already starting? You know, if he was that, if you're that comfortable.
See, Corey, I can tell you're being negative with this. They had so much wide receiving talent.
All right.
They couldn't possibly fit it on one roster.
Kalen Carson is slated to practice today.
Let's go.
There's another positive for you, Kevin.
Let's go. Let's go.
Buy into us.
Now, now, the Washington Commanders have been a really pleasant surprise in the NFL, unless you're, you know, competing against them. But they have been one of the, you know, more positive surprises of the NFL season. I was looking at this, and I have to admit, I was a little surprised. Mike, how do you think the betting odds shake out in terms of winning the NFC East?
Right now?
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I know Washington's 3-1. I'll lean that it's 38% Dallas.
Okay.
I know I'm going to struggle with this to get to 100%.
I believe in you.
35% Washington.
Okay. 27%.
Oh, we have 20%?
27% left.
27% Philadelphia and 0% New York.
0% New York is pretty spot on. They're, in fact, 50-1. So I guess technically that it's 2%, but.
All right.
I feel like you're probably still, money's still on the Eagles and then Cowboys and then Commanders.
If I made you put $1,000 on New York wins this division, so you're going to lose $1,000. What do your odds need to be for that point to be like, I'll just lose $1,000? Like if I made it 100,000-1, would you like screw
oh,
it?
Oh, hell yeah.
1,000-1.
Yeah.
All right.
Because that's $1,000,000.
You're wasting $1,000.
You're probably right. I will concede that. Now, Corey's right. The Eagles are still essentially an even money favorite to win this division.
They look so bad.
I agree with you.
Their
that's why I was
coach is gone at the end of this month.
That's why I was surprised by this. The Cowboys are 2.5-1, and the Washington Commanders replicate their record as they are 3-1. So the Commanders are third in the hierarchy despite leading the division. I know we're only four games in, but man, Washington has looked pretty good.
I haven't looked at Washington's schedule, but I know Dallas's schedule sets up where they really could be here pretty soon, 3-5.
Yeah.
And with seven games left being, or sorry, not seven games left, but with nine games left being 3-5, you've put yourself in a bad position and you better hope that the other teams you're competing against at best are 5-3, which yeah. might be the case.
And one of the issues, so this is why I wanted to talk about this a little bit. One of the big issues that the Commanders are facing is their defense is terrible. All right. Now, I know they had a just dominant or seemingly dominant victory over Arizona. I will say that. They did still give up 181 yards rushing
yep.
in that game for a team that, as the Cowboys have taught us, no one runs the ball when you're behind. That's one, impossible.
Dan Quinn defense gave up almost 200 yards rushing.
I know. It is shocking. Going into that game, the Commanders were 30th in the NFL in points allowed and 29th in yards allowed per game. So they have been like almost at the absolute bottom. And then, you know, they gave up a whole bunch of rushing yards. So my question, I guess, for y'all is, I know Jaden Daniels has really like taken the league by storm, but early on, it looks like this Washington defense is not good.
Yeah. Did you have something?
I don't know. I mean, I know that they drafted, don't they have the two Alabama guys that are defensive tackles that they were hoping would be their kind of
they're
core?
They're good. Yeah. And, those guys are pretty good. Like, they like individual players.
Would raise up kind of the rest of the other
it's,
guys.
It's not enough for what, like, they're still a load to deal with in the middle there, but they're not exactly what you've wanted them to be. And it's just a lot of it, you know, for most of their career, Kevin, that franchise, that organization's just been... it's been in a spin the entire time. Their offense with Jaden is the thing that everybody's most excited about. A, because he's a rookie, and B, because he's doing things at a level that are so unique. So yeah, I think there's still complications with what that team is building. They're not complete product yet.
Corey, I'm going to go to you to start this one off because I think I know Mike's answer, but we'll see. Doug Peterson said, "No, I have not lost the locker room." Do you agree with his assertion about controlling the Jaguars?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe that he is a bit of a nitwit right now, and so are the rest of the locker room because of the control that he has in there.
Okay.
It's, again, this is a man that won the Super Bowl. And then within 2 years was gone from the organization because they couldn't get it back together.
Right.
And so, he goes in there, turns the organization around for a year, and then it's all falling apart. And Trevor Lawrence looks just like Carson Wentz. Doesn't look like he has any confidence in anything that he's doing. So, yeah, I think he definitely has control of that locker room, considering.
I think he's answering it more from the standpoint of the way that we drive to work and we just know where we're going without even thinking about it. I think he thought, well, I'm going to answer it this way. No, okay. I know exactly where the locker room is. I have not lost it.
Okay.
I thought I lost my car yesterday. I didn't lose it.
He called me and was like, Corey, I am currently walking around a parking garage and I have no clue where my car is. And then he goes, oh, as I'm talking to you right now, I have found my car.
Did you think someone stole your car?
I did. I assumed no. Like, I was 95% sure my car hasn't been stolen. I just can't figure out what floor and what corner my car is at because I had to go to multiple courthouses yesterday.
Shout out to your kiddos.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jake. Figure out how to drive. So anyways, that wasn't fun, but I ended up not losing my car,
which is fun.
Just like Doug Peterson hasn't lost where the whole locker room is for Jacksonville.
Still down that hall, right?
See, like if he could say, well, I answered it honestly. I thought you were talking about have I lost it or not.
Couple more notes for you.
Football IQ. Yes. Your quarterback stinks.
Von Miller. It has been suspended 4 games for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. He will be eligible following the Bills' Week 8 game against the Seattle Seahawks. And the NFLPA is investigating a fan who poured a drink on running back Chase Brown in Charlotte. So the Bengals running back, quote, "We'll see if we can identify the person and then we'll go from there. But that should never happen to a player." I do agree with that. Like, that's too much. But I've always wondered, what do they do in this instance?
I got you.
Okay.
All right. First off, you find where the fan is. Then you follow him on CCTV all the way until he goes to the concession stand. Mm-hmm. Then when you see him at the concession stand, you go to the time and that stand when it was marked and find out if he used a credit card. If he used a credit card, then you know his name. And you know where he you at least have that information to work off of. If he paid in cash, now you got to follow CCTV out to the parking lot, see what car he got in, and then follow that CCTV all the way through the places until he gets to his house.
All of this is on the country music television station?
That's CMT, Mike.
It's not CCTV. The CCTV closed circuit.
I've been watching a lot of Slow House or Slow Horses, and this is how they do it, man.
Do you think if they find the person, if they put all that work in, they find the person that Chase Brown should be able to dump a drink on his head?
These horses aren't very smart.
That's pretty much exactly what Slawhouse is horses that aren't smart. They're not the best ones of the group, but they're good at what they do. Does that make sense?
Do they put them through a horse aptitude
These
test?
These agents have done something wrong, and that's how they ended up at Slawhouse. All right. So that's a different story for a different time. But yes, Kevin, to answer your question, he should be able to pour a drink on Chase Brown, or Chase Brown should be able to pour a drink on him.
And then finally, Jared Goff was named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after going 18 for 18 in his game.
No game ball.
That is true. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's dive back into the Brandon Cooks situation, but also power rank the NFL quarterbacks. We'll do it next right here on The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.